Right now, we're averaging getting in a veteran, non-competitive, qualified at 16.5 days. That is amazing. With our tool, we have the resumes already in place. We draw down what they're looking for. We qualify them, and we get them on board within 16.5 days.
That's probably shocking people.
And what happens, though, is we keep coming back with repeat business because they are amazed at how quickly we can fill these positions. So that is the draw. The average day, what we say is we can get them in 25 days, and that's the goal. So when you think about it, you can go out and do your DUs or go out and average 80 days, I think, or 60, between 60 to 80 days, or you can get a body ready to go within 25 days. And that's the draw. And that's what's been getting us repeat business.
Are other agencies looking after their veteran populations? Are they trying to get more people? And are they coming to you for help and advice?
Yes. Some agencies have come to us if they're looking for a particular a group, like they may be looking for truck drivers, or they may be looking for police officers, or they may be looking for medical folks. They will come to us and say, we're looking for this amount of people. Can you help us with that? As we begin to look at how we're going to go federal wide, we're going to look at this as a business line and what we need to do to help other agencies understand how this can be done.
What do you want other agencies to be able to come to you and get from you as part of this new line?
Well, part of it is to, you know, come with an open mind, especially with the HR population. You know, HR professionals, it's understanding that there's a different way to do things. We're utilizing existing hiring authorities. Use them. They're there for us to use. Use them. So come to us. We will tell you how we're using them. We'll tell you how we're making this work. And be prepared to think of different ways to how you want to make this work. Because I can tell you, people can tell you 100 ways why it won't work. And we can tell you ways of how it can make it, how we're making this a success and how we can make this work for you.
There are hiring authorities all over government that agencies don't take advantage of. I hear that from people at OPM. Catherine Medina just talked about that with our Ruben Gomez the other day about agencies can get past some of these things that they say are barriers, that there are mechanisms in place to do that. How can you, do you think, be an effective agent to help agencies learn about these things that maybe they should know about but don't always?
Well, I have a staff of HR professionals. Part of this model that we created with the Veteran Employment Service Office is not just to have recruiters and have program specialists around how we reintegrate. I have HR professionals. Their expertise is in the veteran hiring authorities. You know, come to us. They will help you understand what you can and can't do. We have job aids. We have job tools. You can go online and use anything that we have in place to help you understand what you can do for veterans.
You know, I would think this is a win-win for every federal agency, not just you guys, not just the veterans, but for the agencies, because they can come to you and they say, we need cops. We need investigators. We need whatever, specialists. And you say, this a National Guard unit is being mustered out this week,
absolutely,
MPs or what have you, and they can come to you. You can supply them the bodies, the authority, and they'll have that 1 year probationary period.
And
it's a win-win.
That's what we have done with the job fairs. We bring our veterans to our site. They get their resumes done. We make those resumes available to any federal agency that wants to look at them to see whether they qualify for any of the positions. We connect the dots for them. They interview, they hire them on the spot. You can hire these folks on the spot.
That concept must seem pretty weird to people in government who are used to this. Wow, if we could just get it down to 80 days, that would really be great. And you're talking about hiring people instantly.
You can hire on the spot. Now, we also understand that it's all tentative based on, you know, background checks and everything.
Sure.
Of course, we all understand that. But there is a better way to do this and to bring people on board in the federal government that want to work in the federal government and that bring the skills that we need in the federal government.
Well, that's what John Barry from OPM has said, is get them in and then check it out.
Right. Know. And he's been a strong supporter of what we're doing. So I really appreciate all his support that he's also provided us.